From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked his aides to push economic activities. Indonesia and Malaysia explore ways to protect Indonesian migrant workers. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked his aides to encourage national economic activity following the revocation of the Community Activity Restrictions or PPKM policy. He made the statement during a limited meeting themed Increasing Economic and Tourism Activities after lifting the PPKM at the presidential office in Jakarta on Monday. He also stated he has asked for a report from Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, including about tourism investments, especially in Labuan Bajo, Mandalika, Toba, and Likupang. Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Ida Fauzia, and Malaysian Home Minister, Saifuddin Nasution Ismail, on Monday discussed ways to resolve issues regarding the protection of Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia, especially those working in the domestic sector. As reported by Antara, Minister Fauzia said after receiving a courtesy call from Minister Nasution on Monday, many aspects must be discussed regarding the protection scheme for domestic sector of Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia. In accordance with the Memorandum of Understanding on the Placement and Protection of Domestic Sector Indonesian Migrant Workers in Malaysia, Minister Ida Fauzia also remarked that both of them had discussed the progress of the protection scheme after the first joint working group at the second joint working group held after the MSP PMID was Inc. Next, we have Director of Prevention and Control of Infectious Disease at the Indonesian Health Ministry, Imron Pambudi, who has said Indonesia ranked third in the world in the number of cases of leprosy in 2021. As reported by Antara at a media gathering in Jakarta on Monday, he affirmed that leprosy is still a health problem in Indonesia. Indonesia is in the third position after India and Brazil, and then followed by Congo and Mozambique. Quoting World Health Organization data in the 2022 weekly epidemiological record, he informed that about 10,000 leprosy cases were detected in Indonesia in 2021. The finding was much lower compared to India and Brazil. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, which is chairing the 2023 ASEAN Business Advisory Council that will introduce 7 legacy breakthroughs on 5 priority issues during Indonesia's ASEAN chairmanship this year. The information was conveyed by Kadin Chairperson and Chair of ASEAN Business Advisory Council 2023, Arshad Rashid, at a press conference on the ASEAN Advisory Council of Business Chairmanship Handover Ceremony 2023 from Cambodia to Indonesia on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Three of the seven legacies involve digitization programs that focus on fintech and e-trade. Now we move to the international news. The White House will end a pair of COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11, the latest signal that the administration is winding down its fight against the virus. The national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted, the administration said on Monday in a statement of policy on bills related to the measures. As reported by StraitsTimes.com, the step is a milestone in a coronavirus response that dominated much of the early weeks of President Joe Biden's administration. At least 59 people have been killed by a suicide bombing that apparently targeted policemen praying in a mosque in Peshawar, Pakistan. As reported by BBC.com, the mosque is within the tightly guarded police headquarters area. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif explained terrorists want to create fear by targeting those who perform the duty of defending Pakistan. The Pakistani Taliban denied involvement after an initial claim by one of its commanders. The group ended a ceasefire in November, and violence has been on the rise since. We end the news with statistics site Numbeo listed Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City as the 5th and 14th safest cities in Southeast Asia, respectively. Numbeo specializes in assessing the quality of life in cities around the world, including ranking them on safety. As reported by Voice of Vietnam, the site calls itself the world's largest database for housing, crimes, healthcare, traffic, and costs of living in hundreds of cities. According to the latest report from Numbeo, Hanoi's safety index is 62, ranking 145th worldwide. Chiang Mai City in Thailand is the safest city in Southeast Asia. In the whole world, Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates took the lead, followed by Doha in Qatar. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Listener, here's the commentary. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially announced Indonesia's 2023 ASEAN Chairmanship kickoff. The announcement was made directly by President Joko Widodo before residents at the Hotel Indonesia Roundabout Central Jakarta on Sunday. The event was also attended by the acting governor of Jakarta, Heru Budi Hartono, the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi. Previously, Indonesia received the ASEAN Chairmanship Relay from Cambodia at the closing ceremony of the 40th and 41st summits in Phnom Penh on Sunday, November 13, 2022. Symbolically, President Joko Widodo received the baton from the Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen as Indonesia became the chair of ASEAN. It is a true challenge for Indonesia to run the ASEAN chair amid the current global situations, which is difficult, such as the economic crisis, energy crisis, food crisis, and many others. Many worsening risks of this crisis are triggered by the impact of prolonged health and economic problems due to the global pandemic, the war in Europe and its sanctions, which have an impact on the global economy. Carrying the theme ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth, Indonesia seeks to strengthen ASEAN's position as a stable and peaceful region. With three priority issues in the economic sector, namely recovery and rebuilding, digital economy and sustainability, Indonesia is confident that it can succeed in carrying out its duties at 2023 ASEAN Chair. Indonesia is determined to direct ASEAN cooperation in 2023 to continue and strengthen ASEAN's relevance, responding to regional and global challenges, as well as strengthening ASEAN's position as the center of regional economic growth for the prosperity of the ASEAN people. Of course, this determination and belief cannot be easily achieved without the cooperation and support of all ASEAN member countries. Hopefully, Indonesia can do its duties properly, and Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN 2023 can strengthen ASEAN's position as a region that is conducive, stable, and peaceful.
Today in History starts with the event on January 31, 1926, Nahdlatul Ulama was established. Nahdlatul Ulama, or NU, is one of the largest Islamic organizations in Indonesia. This organization was founded on January 31, 1926, and it operates in the religious, educational, social, and economic matters. Nahdlatul Ulama was formed on the consciousness of the educated to fight for the dignity of the nation through education and organization. After coordinating with various kiais, finally an agreement emerged from the Ulama Pesantren to form an organization called Nahdlatul Ulama, which means Awakening of Ulama in Surabaya, East Java. Kiai Haji Hashim Ash'ari was the first general chairperson of the organization. Next event is that in 1958, Explorer 1 was launched. Explorer 1 was the first satellite made by the United States. It was launched into space on January 31, 1958 at Cape Canaveral Missile Annex, Florida. The launch of the satellite was considered a very important moment because at that time, the United States and the Soviet Union competed with each other in space technology. The Soviet Union succeeded in launching its first satellite, whose name was Sputnik 1, on October 4, 1957. The Explorer 1 satellite functioned normally for 4 months, sending data to Earth until all batteries were depleted and stopped communicating on May 23, 1958. The satellite remained at altitude for more than 10 years before finally entering Earth's atmosphere on March 31, 1970. We end And today in history, with the event in 1961, chimpanzee named Ham launched into space. Ham is a chimpanzee from Cameroon and has been a popular chimpanzee in zoos in Florida, United States of America, until finally recruited by the United States Air Force for space experiments. At that time, he was only 3 years old. Ham was launched into space on January 31, 1961, using the Project Mercury MR-2 space capsule, a special space probe to transport primates. Ham was the first animal to survive in space. Space became the initial momentum of human exploration beyond the Earth. And listener, that's today in history.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuk jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku dengan dia. Siapkah kau bertahta di hatiku, hai cinta? Karena ini saat yang tepat untuk singgah di hatiku. Namun, siapkah kau tuk jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Fikirlah saja dulu, hingga tiada ragu, agar mulus jalanku melalui bahwa aku inginkan kau ada.
Inginkan kau ada
di hidupku. Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah. Cinta, katakanlah.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Indonesian and Union Ministers of Transportation sign letter of intent explore collaboration in the aviation sector. Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi met with the Minister of Transportation of the Republic of Guinea, Felix Lamah, on Thursday 26 January 2023 in Jakarta. The two discussed a number of issues of enhancing bilateral cooperation and signed a letter of intent for cooperation in the field of transportation. With the signing, it is hoped that in the future, bilateral cooperation will increase, including aircraft procurement and capacity building. Quoting the debhub.go.id page, the initial cooperation agreement between Indonesia and the country located in West Africa will then be followed up at the technical level. The visit of the Guinean Minister of Transport Felix Lamah is a follow-up to the meeting between Indonesian ambassador in Dakar, Senegal, and the government of Guinea in September 2022. At the time, apart from expressing their need to modernize the transportation sector, the Guinean side also expressed interest in working together in the transportation sector with Indonesia, especially in the air transportation sector. During his visit to Indonesia, the Guinean Minister of Transport visited Indonesian aerospace industry, PT Dirgantara Indonesia, and he said Guinea would establish a national airline, Guinea Air, and express interest in using aircraft made by PT Dirgantara Indonesia. Responding to this, Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said that Indonesia opened up this opportunity and was ready to cooperate with the government of Guinea. He explained the Indonesian aerospace industry has produced a number of aircraft which until now have been used by various countries both for passenger transportation and for military purposes. The Indonesian Minister of Transportation stated that the sea and air transportation sector has a very important role in realizing connectivity in the archipelago region of Indonesia. He revealed the Ministry of Transportation of the Republic of Indonesia has formed various strategic companies as a manufacturing industry to support the needs of the aviation industry, one of which is the Indonesian aerospace industry. Moreover, Budi Karya Sumadi explained that cooperation opportunities are not only in the air sector, but are also opened to other sectors, namely on land, sea, and railways. In addition, it is also to fulfill human resources in the air transportation sector in accordance with standard programs and curricula of the International Civil Aviation Organization. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal. Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to taste lontong. Lontong is made from rice, which is wrapped in banana leaves and boiled in water for several hours. Because it is boiled in banana leaves, the lontong is greenish on the outside. Usually, Indonesian people enjoy it as an alternative food to rice. This food is easy to find in various regions with their respective variants. If you go on a culinary tour to Pemalang Regency in the province of Central Java, you will find a variant of lontong called lontong dekem. It is called lontong dekem because the bowl containing the pieces of lontong is poured over and over again with the sauce and then spilled again, watered, then spilled again several times. This is what makes this typical food from Pemalang named lontong dekem. Dekem itself in Pemalang language means to soak. Lontong dekem consists of pieces of lontong with coconut milk or opor curry dressing. Unlike opor in general, which uses chicken meat, coconut milk or opor dressing for lontong dekem uses duck meat. When this food is served, it is also mixed with fried chili sauce and crackers in a bowl. The mixture of fried chili sauce in this food, of course, makes this food tend to be spicy. Spicy taste is indeed the main characteristic of typical food in coastal areas, such as in Pemalang and other areas in Indonesia. Besides spicy, this food is also quite delicious because the taste of the thick, savory sauce, especially if eaten while it's hot. Lontong dekem is more delicious if eaten with liver gizzard satay, tripe satay, or tofu. The price for a portion of this dish is relatively cheap, only around 10,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah, or about $1. If you add satay, you have to pay another 2,500 rupiah per skewer. If you are interested in enjoying this typical food, come directly to Pemalang. This typical food is easy to find in almost every corner of the city of Pemalang, especially in the northern town square of Pemalang. Lontong dekem, you can only enjoy it from evening to night, because the sellers only sell this lontong in the afternoon. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terbelah hatiku antara cinta dan rahasia. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hati ke andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan. Ooh.
padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, oh, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is using transportation means. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Baik Saya Tunggu. Baik Saya Tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a taxi counter attendant. Let's listen to their conversation.
Taksinya akan datang. Mohon tunggu sebentar.
Baik, saya tunggu.
After listening to the conversation, I'll present phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, Baik Saya Tunggu. Baik Saya Tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Baik. Baik, which means okay or fine. Saya tunggu. Saya tunggu, which means I'll wait. Baik saya tunggu. Baik saya tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. Mohon tunggu di sini. Mohon tunggu di sini, which means please wait here. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Mohon jaga jarak. Mohon jaga jarak, which means please keep your distance. Mohon pakai masker. Mohon pakai masker, which means please wear a mask. In the conversation, you heard the phrase baik saya tunggu. Baik saya tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. In that sentence, there is the word baik. Baik, which means okay or fine. The word baik, which means okay or fine, is used to confirm approval of a request. Other examples. In addition to the word baik, which means okay or fine, you can affirm your agreement with the word ya. Ya, which means yes. Let's listen to other examples of the expression for agreeing to a request. Mohon tunggu di sini. Mohon tunggu di sini, which means please wait here. Ya, terima kasih. Ya, terima kasih, which means yes, thank you. The word mohon. Mohon, which means beg or please, is used to express a request politely. It is placed at the beginning of the request sentence. For example, mohon jaga jarak. Mohon jaga jarak, which means please keep your distance. Or, mohon pakai masker. Mohon pakai masker, which means please wear a mask. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Taksinya akan datang. Mohon tunggu sebentar.
Baik, saya tunggu.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Baik, saya tunggu. Baik, saya tunggu, which means okay, I'll wait. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. And we will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana. Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan. Banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan. Berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak seindah yang kukira. Takut. sudah kecewa. Memang tak seindah yang kukira. Aku sudah dewasa, aku sudah kecewa. Memang tak sekuat yang kukira. Aku tetap bernafas, meski sering tercekam. Aku tetap bernafas, meski aku tak merasa bebas. Aku memang tak seindah yang kukira.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Oh Belakang Padang by Nora Nasir. Composed by Bora Limar, the Malay song describes Belakang Padang, a small island in Batam, Riau Island, Sumatra, which directly borders Singapore. The song tells about someone's longing for a place of memories in the past. The creator of this song, whose name is Bur, in 1986 to 1987, served as a staff at the district. In the place, he was impressed by the beautiful girls as well as the friendliness of the people. Unfortunately, at that time, Bur had to leave that place to go to school in Jakarta and then work in Batam. It was because of this feeling of longing for Belakang Padang that made Bur finally write a song called Belakang Padang. Well, listener, here is the song Oh Belakang Padang by Nora Nasir. Enjoy!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.